If today you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. And what is the Lord telling us today, dear friends? Let us pause that for a while and listen to our brother Habakkuk in the first reading. I think we can all pick up the frustration in his voice. We can all pick up the anger in his voice. We can also pick up the righteousness in his voice, addressing God. Why do I cry every time, seeing wickedness around me, and you keep silent? He was almost accusing God in frustration, and rightly too, because there was something he was seeing going wrong around him. And probably he was on the verge of joining in what was going on, since God is silent, since God is not acting, since God seems not to be seeing, then he might as well join them. I think humanity will tell us, if you cannot beat them, join them. And that got us into a lot of trouble growing up. If you cannot beat them, join them. And good luck telling the cop who pulls you over, others have been speeding. That's why I'm speeding. Good luck telling the judge, others have been doing this or that. That's why I did it. Good luck with that. Nothing quite pleads your case or my case like telling somebody in authority, or God for that matter, that why I went away from righteousness is because everybody else is doing it. But I think that is the verge of the frustration we hear from our brother Habakkuk in the first reading. But dear friends, we have to be careful. And that is why Jesus gave that command, that parable in the gospel. God operates in timelessness. We have to understand that. God operates in timelessness. The psalmist tells us that in the eyes of God, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone. No more than just one day for him, 1,000 years. And Jesus is telling us in the gospel to always, always concentrate on obedience to the commands of God and not trying to control God himself. That is the basis for that parable. The disciples wanted more faith because they wanted to control something. But Jesus is telling them, first of all, obey what God has said, and then think about the future. Think about the control and find out if you really need to be in control of anything. Two things the voice of the Lord tells us today not to harden our hearts to is, first of all, not to deviate from righteousness in order to be like others, whoever they are, and whatever it is they are doing, and whatever it is they are getting away from. That is number one. And that was why Paul also told his spiritual son, and each and every one of us today, to fan into flame that gift that God has given us. It is not a gift of cowardice to make me say, well, I don't want to look bad. I don't want to look like I'm goody two shoes, so I'm going to join others. No. He said the spirit we have received is one of power, of love, most of all, of self-control. Therefore, whatever righteousness we are in, dear friends, whatever names we are being called because of that righteousness, let us remember that we have the spirit of power, of love, and of self-control. And that self-control will keep us on that lane, moving towards God, not looking left or right. Even if we do look left or right and see wickedness and unrighteousness around us, we are not to join. We are simply to continue moving towards God, despite the names that we may be called, despite the sideways looks that we may get, despite the worldly things that we may be losing because we are not joining anyone doing evil. We have to keep in mind that we take nothing with us when we go to meet God. Even if someone evil has amassed 100 billion, several houses, when the time comes, it will be 6 feet down and a little casket and nothing more. That's all we take with us, dear friends, going down there. And therefore, it is our righteous deeds that brings us before God. God is telling us today that despite what is going on around us, let us concentrate on that righteousness. Ezekiel chapter 18, he tells us, if the righteous person leaves righteousness and goes to wickedness, he says, I will punish her, punish the wicked. And so we need to stay. Second thing the voice of the Lord is telling us today, dear friends, is to step away from trying to control God. Just as our brother Habakkuk, in frustration, wanted to control God. He wanted that punishment now and now and now. As human beings, it's unfortunate, but we do have that tendency of wanting to call down God's judgment immediately on anyone we see doing wrong. It is unfortunate. The disciples did it. Sometimes we do it. But we need to step away from that, dear friends, because it leads to nothing good. A good example, a perfect example, is our brother Paul, who wrote to his spiritual son and wrote to so many people the letters we read all the time. He did not wait for God to act. He took it upon himself to stop these people who are preaching in the name of Jesus. And what did he turn him into? A murderer. Dear friends, nothing good comes from any human being trying to be the judgment arm of God. It will always end badly because we'll continue to show that we are simply human. Let us pray for those who are doing wrong. Let us not call down God's judgment on them. Let us remember that why God sometimes appears not to punish immediately is because whoever is doing wrong, Father Balaam, who is doing wrong, is also his son. He wants to give me the time and opportunity to repent. So let us not be that judgment arm to stop him immediately, to do something to the person immediately, to call down God's judgment on him. Sometimes we hear Christians praying that way, asking God to punish, to punish, to punish. We need to step away. The voice of the Lord is telling us today, dear friends, to keep the faith that we have. And the faith that we have is that God is not blind. The faith that we have is that God sees and God knows. The faith that we have is also that God is a merciful, merciful judge. And Jesus made it clear in the parable he told his disciples, Matthew chapter 13, from verse 24 downwards. He told them about the weed and the wheat growing together. The weed representing everything good, each and every one of us here in the church trying to be good. And the wheat representing the bad and the evil in the world. When the servants, you and myself, asked the master, let us go and uproot them, the master said, no, let them grow together. At harvest time, I will send my reapers. I will send my angels to do the weeding. Let us be careful, dear friends. It is not for us to weed. It is not for us to judge. It is for us to pray, even if we are as frustrated as Habakkuk was in the first reading. Peace be with you.